Hi, Gugino.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how's everything going?
I'm good. Hey, Paul, let me give you a visa.
Okay, cool, let me just recode that. All right, I'm ready when you are.
4805.
Yes, sir.
0001.
Okay.
0002. 1947.
Okay, I'm not sure if that was 0002 or 0003.
Hold on one second, Paul. Hold on one second. You want me? Go ahead, Paul.
So I have 4805 and then 0001. 00, was it 02 or 03?
Two.
I have that. Okay. And then 1947.
Right.
And the expiration month and year?
0727.
07 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
536.
26. Okay. Five. Yeah, there's a little static or kind of a muffled background noise. 526. 526 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2027. And then 4805, 0001, 0002, 1947. Is the billing address of that card the 804 Laura Bell Drive?
No.
Okay.
It would be 221 2nd Street, Ingram, Texas. And second is spelled 2-E-N-D. It's abbreviated. And then 78025.
78025. And you said that was 221, right? The street?
Correct. 78025.
Okay, perfect. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a flat rate, that we have reduced that rate down to the friends and family, $249. That will include a website for you, etc. Now, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I'll try to get through it as quick as I can here without being rude. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online? I have Gabino with a B, Amandara's Construction LLC. Is that correct?
Yes. Can we abbreviate there as well just to have it,
You want that to be the abbreviation? I mean, we're talking about building it on the website, listing it on Google. Do you want it to be GAC, LLC?
I think go with Gabino or Amandara's Construction LLC.
I do see it. I mean, that's how it's listed on the BBB and a couple other places.
Yeah.
So we'll go with what's already out there. But like I said, we'll abbreviate in certain places on the email or on the website, I should say. I already got that in the notes. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Gabino Armendariz, and I'm a project manager.
And as a project manager for GAC LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, I'm the project manager slash owner.
Slash owner, yeah. And, of course, for the billing information, that Visa in your name, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, correct.
Of course. Now, if it's to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it's our job to make sure the people in your area can, in fact, contact you for your services. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both Local Splash and from your potential customers. Mr. Mendarz, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons we ask. I mean, obviously with all the content that we'll be creating for your company, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we'll already be providing for you. Equally or even more important, we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That is fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. We actually do what is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, as part of the verification process, there are certain things that we may require. It may include a business license or proof of insurance, not always, but for any supporting documents, to build out your website, photos and things like that, photos of tools, photos of equipment, photos of your service vehicle, that's important to make sure that you're verified. And we do ask that you submit that information within the first 7 days, as failure to do so may result in delays to your account. So do you agree to submit that information within the first 7 days moving forward?
I will. I will try, Paul, right now. I'm very
as long as you can try and as long as you can get us some of that stuff so we can get started. Like the website, I mean, obviously we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you at no additional cost. It's included. And that does mean that at any point in time we can add more content. We can add more photos. There'd never be any additional cost for that. And then it says... So with it being a flat rate, with it being, the reduced rate, the friends and family rate of $249, with the website included, with the setup fee waived, it says this next part reads as follows. Your payment for the initial term, including the account setup, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, and of course, all the additional destinations and directories. Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads are included, and as I just mentioned, we're going to build, host, maintain, and update a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven custom website for you at no additional cost. Now, as far as the timing of it goes, now we typically will do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. Doing it tomorrow is going to be perfect, right along with that time frame. Days 5 through 7, that's going to be when your client dashboard has full access, because that's when all of the directories that we'll create will have already been submitted and there'll be something for us to track. Now they want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website. Now, and for the Facebook ads, typically it takes about 7 to 10 days. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed. In that first week, you're going to have a website and have those Facebook ads. Now, days 45 through 60, everything's firing on all cylinders. That means, listed throughout your service area for all of your services, all of your keywords. And then, of course, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll continue to provide updates, optimization, and, of course, customer support. Now, with any form of advertising, we want you to give it a fair chance. I mean, obviously, the first month's going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. It is, though, month to month. Now, recurring payments are going to be on the 11th of the month moving forward. And in that same exact reduced rate, the friends and family rate of $249, again, that rate will never go up on you. It is all inclusive. Now, you may discontinue at any time for any reason, no questions asked. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. I don't think that's necessary here. All that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team. Contact them at least 3 business days before. Give me just one quick second here. My supervisor is messaging me. I'm trying to get approval for the 249 on an invoice so that we can process this payment, because it says 299, and for some reason it's already set in the system. Looks like you might have spoken with Marlon Castillo many, many years ago. He had a really bad habit of creating invoices before there is any card on file. So there's an invoice created that needs to be both updated with today's date and then also the 249. So she's trying to work on that for me. Let's see. So back to where I was just a second ago. We are closed on the weekend, so we do want you to contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. You do understand and agree to those renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yeah. Okay. So I can always cancel and turn it back on?
Correct, yeah. Anything or the whole thing could be paused at any time, meaning you can pause, let's say if you just want to pause the Facebook ads, we don't run Facebook ads that month, then that following month you only bill $149. You can do the reverse if you want us to kind of pause the work that we're doing on the SEO component and just do Facebook ads, we could do that too. If you want to pause the whole thing, that's not a problem, we can do that as well. Now, are you going to be wanting to be found Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Pretty much any time.
Any time. Like you'll do emergency work 24/7 even, if there is any?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And then are you taking anything other than cash and check, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
We take all forms of payments, Zelle, Venmo, and credit card.
Okay. What about PayPal or Cash App?
Cash App, there's a fee there on Cash App.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's,
does that fee apply right away or only if you charge a certain amount or charge a certain number of times?
It charges you automatically.
It does. Okay. Because yes. Someone asked me about that the other day, and they said, well, what are other contractors doing with that? What do they tell you? Do they have a workaround? And I'm like, I haven't heard anything yet, but I'll ask. And yeah, there doesn't seem to be. We'll list it with Zelle, Venmo, and then, of course, credit card, cash and check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cash and check.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
Forms of payments. We take all forms of payments. Hey, a lot of the information you were reading to me about can you email me that?
You actually get, and you should get it right now. Okay. You already have it. So the Local Splash initial invoice, you're going to get a welcome email. The welcome email is going to have our client support information on there, but I'm happy to give that to you as well. But you also received already the Local Splash initial invoice. There's a link on the invoice to the written terms and conditions. In fact, if you want to go ahead and open that up right now, the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, it appears to be the only one so far that our automated system has sent, but it should send a welcome email and also one regarding you sending us photos and documents so we can get you verified. But this one says, hello, Gabino, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And if you see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, clicking on the click here will bring that up, and that's everything that we went over in the voice verification. It starts out as a blue field above a line, but you can scroll through all of that. All that information is on there. We are going to do a custom website for you. We're going to do Facebook ads for you. You know, Google's going to be our main focus since it's pretty much everyone's main focus, but about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, so we'll make sure that you're going to be listed there as well. So all the information that we went over in that voice verification is provided for you there in writing. And you'll see below that there's 3 boxes. We actually would want you to click on all 3 of those boxes. One that you're going to allow us to send SMS, which are text messages through the computer, one that you authorize that you're the certify that you're the authorized holder of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Now, once you have all three of those boxes checked, you'll see a longer box below it where you can click and either copy and paste or type in your name. It usually is case sensitive, so capital G and then your capital A for your last name. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. Now, that actually does a couple of things. It does jumpstart the campaign. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial MAPW audit, which means we can search for any information that's out there for your business and correct any old or inaccurate information to make everything up to date. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that if it takes you to a login screen. Just let me know when you see that next screen, that next page.
Okay. So you say on the email you just sent me, what do I do on there?
So where it says click here to accept the subscription terms, do you see those two words, click here?
It says client interviews, that's what I have here, and then...
Okay, that's the other one. I emailed that out to you earlier when we scheduled your client interview. So not that one. That one doesn't show in the system because it was sent by me manually. But on your profile page, it only shows one other email having been sent so far, and it's the one that says local / initial invoice. So not the one that you did see. That's the client interview. That's for tomorrow's phone.
Oh, yeah. I got it now.
Okay.
And then what do I do?
So click on it where it says click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here. And then, you know, what you're asking for, everything in writing that we went over in the voice verification, that starts out as that blue field. But down towards the bottom, you'll see the three boxes. We want you to click all of those boxes, one that you authorize us to send text messages or SMS messages, that you are the certified holder of the card, and that you understand that payments are automatic. And then once you've got all three of those boxes checked, click in the longer box and type in or copy and paste your name. You usually want at least the first initial to be capitalized, maybe the last name too, but everything else lowercase. And then once you've got that in the box, click confirm signature. It should take you to a login screen, but you don't have to go that next step.
I'm fine.
If it asks you for a username and password,
I'm going to have to stop. Is this to get into my portal?
You don't have to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. So you don't need to actually access the portal right now. But if you accept the terms of experience, then that lets us do the NAPW audit so we can get everything set up and started on your account, start prepping things, start making corrections to any old or inaccurate information even before we do your client interview tomorrow. So that's an important step in the process, but you don't have to access your tracking system. In fact, once your tracking system is active, we'll let you know by text and email, and then your welcome email has your login credentials on there, but we'll also remind you of that when we notify you that your tracking system is active. But if you can take a moment to just hit confirm signature and update that, that will allow us to get things set up and started even before your follow-up call tomorrow.
Okay, I'll just confirm the signature.
Yeah, if you did that, it should take you to your login screen. But like I said, you don't have to do that. Our automated system is thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system right now, which is not actually the case. If I do happen to be in between phone calls tomorrow when our technician is ready to call you, I'll join that conversation just in the beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you, get a website in front of more people, let people know that you're providing these services, showcase your beautiful work, get those calls coming your way.
I just accepted that.
So your login credentials, and again, if you try right now, if you try right now, it's going to give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But
I tried putting in my welcome to Local Splash.
Yeah, your username is set in our system, and it's it can't be changed. But we made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's actually your phone number. Area code's included, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, that makes your username 830-265-3054. Right now, your default password is NetLeads, all lowercase, no space, NetLeads. All of this information is on your welcome email, which also has our client support information. Most of our emails do. Now, you don't have to try to log in right now. Like I said, if you do, the system will tell you that we're still setting everything up. We do need to do your client interview first to get the information that we need to create that content that will then be tracked. You don't actually have to try to log into your system right now, but once everything is set up, we'll notify you by text and email. Now, the other email that you got, it's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on here, but anything you send our way will help us expedite the process of kind of satisfying Google that you're providing these services in the area, and that, of course, that means any photos of tools or equipment, your service vehicle, a picture of a business card if you have one. I mean, obviously, the business, there's no physical address or showroom that the public needs to know about. Usually for that one, Google's happy with where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work. You are already, though, Google verified, so you really probably don't even need to send even half of that information on there. But any of that stuff might help us on the website, you know. So, you know, obviously any photos that you want to send our way of any work that you've already done, you can send that to us. The support at localsplash.com email, that's the on the welcome email. I have not given it to you, but it's on the welcome email. It's simply support@localsplash.com. You can email 24/7. They'll follow up with you the same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. Our toll-free is 877-635-6225. Same number that I have, just extension 1 or option 1 for client support.
To be honest with you, Paul, like, I'm so busy and a lot of the things you're telling me is just flying right by me. You know,
I hear you. No, that's okay.
I'm catching a lot of it, but I'll forget it.
No, I'm not expecting you to remember all of it, but if I say it once and you remember a third of it, that's already progress. And then everything else there's redundancy in the system. You've got all of this information emailed out to you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting you to remember the email address or the phone number or to write it down that fast, but it is on your welcome email too.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
So my question is, can I, give my wife, she helps me with a lot of it, stuff like this, you can give her a lot of information later and...
Do you want her to be on the, follow-up call tomorrow? Is that time, that 10 o'clock, gonna work out for her to be there too?
I'll see if she can, but,
Okay.
I'll have to check on her schedule.
Let me do this, though. Let me get her name and any good phone number for her. That way, she'll be an authorized point of contact, meaning that if we don't reach you, we'll try her, and she can call in at any time if she has any questions or any information.
Well, let me get with her first, and then I'll give you all that information later, and we'll put it in the system and everything.
Tomorrow, when we do the follow-up call, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, so like that, you know, she can get all that information and she can log everything and file all the emails and get everything all organized. Cause my main thing is out in the field, you know, and bidding and out in the field, and she takes care of all that other stuff.
Yeah, no, I run into this a lot. I mean, it's it's the norm, you know, definitely, where you're out in the field, you're doing the work, and then, you know, the wife back home is kind of running and organizing things. I run into this exact same working business model that works for so many couples, and I'm glad it's working for you. We're more than happy to have her on here. I'll put that in the notes, too, for my client interview technician, just in case I'm not on that call tomorrow, that we will be putting your wife on here as an authorized point of contact, if that's something that you want her to do and she wants to do, and then we'll just have her name and her phone number on here, so moving forward, she can call us directly, and we'll be happy to speak with her.
Okay. That'll work.
All right. All right, sounds good. I appreciate you. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you tomorrow when our client interview technician gives you that phone call right at or maybe a couple minutes after 10 o'clock.
That'd be great. Just if you can, just give me as much info as you can on the email so I can share with her, and then and we'll go from there tomorrow.
All righty. Sounds good. I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the night.
You too. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.